Power 5 returning to us this morning from the Miami-Dade Economic Advisory Trust. We have John Dixon. Welcome back to Hot 105. How are you today?
I'm doing great, Rodney. Thank you.
Tell us about the Miami-Dade Economic Advisory Trust.
Rodney, we have taken a look at through our teen court program some issues in the community facing our young black males. We're hosting a black male mental health conference in two communities in Miami-Dade County. The first will be Wednesday, December the 9th, 5:30 to 7:45 at the North Dade Regional Library. We'll have a mental health forum to talk about some of the issues regarding our young black boys and men concerning mental health. We'll have service providers there to give presentations, as well as, and I think very needed, we'll have young people there also on a panel talking about their experiences regarding educational issues and violence and so on as it refers to mental health. We'll have the same kind of activity Thursday, December the 10th, again 5:30 to 8 o'clock at the South Dade Regional Library. It's located at 10750 Southwest 211th Street, Cutler Bay, Florida. And once again, we'll talk about the same issues at that forum as well.
This is the second time that you're doing. Obviously, there's a problem with the status of mental health with the black male, the young black male in Miami-Dade County and perhaps across the country. What do you hope to accomplish?
We want to hear from professionals who work in that area and young people to look at ways and means in terms of how we can address and understand some of the issues that some of our teens and black men are facing. I can tell you from a teen standpoint, we operate teen court. Many cases, we see young people, particularly young black males, first-time offenders come through our teen court, and some of the issues that they face are pretty serious.
You hope to address these concerns in this setting, and you've also earlier this week had a conference with some psychologists, including black psychologists, to address this. Now, who can attend on Wednesday and Thursday? Just the students and or parents or professionals?
All three are invited. We want everyone to come out and participate and hear what's going on. You're not limited to the area that you live in. If you miss it at North Dade, you're more than welcome to come to South Dade and vice versa. We hope to get a better understanding. You know, Rodney, in most cases in our community, mental health issues are kind of swept under the rug. Sometimes we don't either know where to go, or sometimes it's kind of shameful to have those kinds of issues in your family. So we want to provide service providers at these two events so people not only have the opportunity to talk about it, but they can also follow up with these service providers to get help.
Give us a contact number for more information.
Please reach Miami-Dade Economic Advocacy Trust at 305-375-5661, or you can go on the web at www.miamidade.gov/economic-advocacy-trust.
And that number one more time?
That's 305-375-5661.
And you're doing this in partnership with the Children's Trust.
They sponsored all three of these activities. On the South End, however, we have Commissioner Dennis Moss and Commissioner Danielle Cava-Levine, who have helped to sponsor this, as well as on the North End, Commissioner Barbara Jordan. And also for the conference, we had Commissioner Audrey Edmondson.
I hope this spreads throughout different counties in Florida. With us this morning from the Miami-Dade Economic Advisory Trust and the Children's Trust, they present the second Black Male Mental Health Conference. We're speaking to John Dixon. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Rodney.